Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 47, Compassion and Anger. Compassion. When the ecstasy of devotional service produces some kind of lamentation in connection with Krishna, it is called devotional service in compassion. The impetus for this devotional service are Krishna's transcendental qualities, form, and activities. In this ecstasy of devotional service, there are sometimes symptoms like regret, heavy breathing, crying, falling on the ground, and the beating upon one's chest. Sometimes symptoms like laziness, frustration, defamation, humility, anxiety, moroseness, eagerness, restlessness, madness, death, forgetfulness, disease, and delusion are also visible. And when in the heart of a devotee there is expectation of some mishap to Krishna, it is then called devotional service in bereavement. And such bereavement is another symptom of this devotional service in compassion. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 16, verse number 10, there is the following description. Tang naga bhoga paravitam adrishta cheshtam alokya tatpriya sakha pashupa brishartha krishner pitatma suhrid artha kalatra kama dukanu shoka bhaya muda diyo nipetu. That when Krishna was chastising the Kaliya Naga in the Yamuna, the big snake wrapped his coils all over Krishna's body. And upon seeing Krishna in this situation, all of his dear cowherder friends became greatly disturbed. And out of bereavement, distress, and fear, they became bewildered, falling to the ground. And because the cowherder boys were under the illusion that Krishna could be in some kind of mishap, their symptoms are not at all astonishing, for they had dedicated their friendship, their possessions, their desires, and their very selves to Krishna. When Krishna entered the Yamuna River, which had become very poisonous from the presence of Kaliya, Mother Yashoda feared all kinds of mishaps, and Yashoda was breathing hotly. Tears from her eyes were soaking her clothes, and Yashoda was almost collapsing. Similarly, when the Shankha Asura was attacking Krishna's queens one after another, Lord Baladev became more and more bluish. In the Hansa Dutta, the following incident is described. The gopis requested Hansa Dutta to search after the marks of Krishna's lotus feet and to accept them just as Lord Brahma had accepted them on his helmet after Brahma had stolen all of Krishna's cowherder boys. Regretting his challenge to Krishna, Lord Brahma had bowed down before the Lord, and his helmet became marked with the footprints of Krishna. And so the gopis reminded Hansadutta that sometimes even the great sage Narada becomes very ecstatic by seeing these very footprints, and sometimes great liberated sages also aspire to see them. And so the gopis urged Hansadutta, "Oh, you should therefore seek very enthusiastically to find out the footprints of Krishna." This is another instance of devotional service in compassion. And then there is the instance when Sahadeva, the younger brother of Nakula, became greatly gladdened upon seeing the effulgent glowing of Krishna's footprints. Sahadev began to cry and call out, "Oh, Mother Madri, where are you now? Father Pandu, where are you now? Oh, I am very sorry that you are not here to see these footprints of Krishna. So this is another instance of devotional service in compassion. But in devotional service without strong attraction to Krishna, there may sometimes be smiling and other symptoms, but never the stress or lamentation that are symptoms of devotional service in compassion. For the basic principle of this compassion is always ecstatic love. The apprehension of some mishap to Krishna or to Krishna's beloved queens, as exhibited by Baladev and Yudhisthira, has been explained above. This apprehension is due not exactly to their ignorance of the inconceivable potencies of Krishna, but to their intense love for Krishna. So this kind of apprehension of some mishap to Krishna first of all becomes manifest as an object of lamentation, but gradually develops into such compassionate, loving ecstasy that it turns to another channel and thus gives transcendental pleasure. Anger. In ecstatic loving service to Krishna in anger, Krishna is always the object. In Vidagdha Madhava second act, verse 37, Lalita Gopi expressed her anger, which was caused by Krishna, when she addressed Srimati Radharani, "My dear friend, my inner desires have been polluted. Therefore, I shall have to go to the place of Yamaraj. But I am sorry to see that Krishna has still not given up his smiling over cheating you. I do not know how you could repose all your loving propensities upon this lusty young boy from the neighborhood of the cowherders." And after seeing Krishna, Jarati would sometimes say, "Oh, you thief of young girls' properties, I can distinctly see the covering garment of my daughter-in-law upon your person." And then Jarati would cry out very loudly, addressing all the residents of Vrindavan, just to inform them that this son of King Nanda was setting fire to the householder life of her daughter-in-law. Similar ecstatic love for Krishna in anger was expressed by Rohini Devi when she heard the roaring sound of the two falling Arjuna trees, because Krishna had been tied up to the wooden grinding mortar. The whole neighborhood proceeded immediately towards the place where the accident had taken place, and Rohini Devi took the opportunity to rebuke Mother Yashoda. "You may be very expert in giving lessons to your son by binding Krishna with rope, but don't you look to see if your son is in a dangerous spot? The trees are falling upon the ground, and Krishna is simply loitering there." This expression of Rohini Devi's anger towards Yashoda is an example of ecstatic love in anger caused by Krishna. Once, while Krishna was in the pasturing ground with his cowherder boys, his friends requested Krishna to go to the Talavana forest, where Gardabha Asura, a disturbing demon in the shape of a jackass, resided. All the friends of Krishna wanted to eat the fruit from the forest trees, but they could not go because of fear of this demon. They thus requested Krishna to go there and kill Gardabha Asura. And after Krishna did this, they all returned home, and their report of the day's activity perturbed Mother Yashoda, because Krishna had been sent alone into such danger in the Talavan forest. Thus, Yashoda looked upon the boys with anger. There is another instance of anger on the part of a friend of Radharani. When Sri Radha was dissatisfied with the behavior of Krishna, and so she had stopped talking with him, Krishna was very sorry for Radha's great dissatisfaction. And in order to beg forgiveness, Krishna fell down at Radha's lotus feet. But even after this, Radharani was not satisfied, and Radha did not talk with Krishna. And at that time, one of Radha's friends chastised Radha in the following words: "My dear friend, you are allowing yourself to be churned by the rod of dissatisfaction. So what can I say unto you? The only advice I can give you is that you had better leave this scene immediately, because your misbehavior is giving me too much pain. I cannot bear to see your behavior, because even though Krishna's peacock feather has touched your feet, still you appear to be red-faced." The above attitudes of dissatisfaction and anger in devotional service are called irshu. And when Akrura was leaving Vrindavan, some of the elderly gopis rebuked Akrura: "O son of Gandini, your cruelty is defaming the dynasty of King Yadu. You are taking Krishna away, keeping us in such a pitiable condition without Krishna. Now, even before you have left, the life air of all the gopis has practically disappeared." When Krishna was insulted by Shishupal in the assembly of the Rajasuya Yajna, convened by Maharaj Yudhisthira, there was a great turmoil among the Pandavas and Kurus involving Grandfather Bhishma. And at that time, Nakula said with great anger, "Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the nails of Krishna's toes are beautified by the light emanating from the jeweled helmets of the authorities of the Vedas. So if Krishna is derided by anyone, I declare herewith as a Pandava that I will kick his helmet with my left foot, and I will strike him with my arrows, which are as good as Yamadanda, the scepter of Yamaraj." This is an instance of ecstatic love for Krishna in anger. In such a transcendental angry mood, sometimes sarcastic remarks, unfavorable glances, and insulting words are exhibited. Sometimes there are other symptoms like rubbing of the two hands, clacking of the teeth, clamping of the lips, moving of the eyebrows, scratching of the arms, lowering of the head, rapid breathing, uttering of strong words, nodding of the head, yellowishness at the corner of the eyes, and trembling lips. Sometimes the eyes turn red, and sometimes they fade, and there are sometimes chastisement and silence. So all of these symptoms of anger may be divided into two parts, namely constitutional and unconstitutional, or permanent and temporary symptoms. Sometimes great emotion, bewilderment, pride, frustration, illusion, impotence, jealousy, dexterity, negligence, and signs of hard labor are also manifest as unconstitutional symptoms. In all these humors of ecstatic love, the feeling of anger is accepted as the steady factor. When Jarasandha angrily attacked the city of Mathura, he looked at Krishna with sarcastic glances. And at that time, Baladev took up his plow weapon, gazing upon Jarasandha with colored eyes. There is a statement in the Vidagdha Madhava wherein Srimati Radharani, in an angry mood, addressed Paunamasi after she had accused Radha of going to Krishna. My dear mother, what can I say to you? Krishna is so cruel that he often attacks me on the street. And if I want to cry out very loudly, this boy with the peacock feather on his head immediately covers my face so that I cannot cry. And if I want to go away from the scene, because I am afraid of him, Krishna will immediately spread his arms to block my path. And if I piteously fall down at his feet, then this enemy of the Madhu demon, in an angry mood, bites my face. Oh, mother, just try to understand my situation, and do not be unnecessarily angry with me. Indeed, please tell me how I can save myself from these terrible attacks of Krishna. Sometimes, among contemporary personalities, there are signs of ecstasy and anger because of love for Krishna. An example of such anger was exhibited in a quarrel between Jatila and Mukara. Jatila was the mother-in-law of Radharani, and Mukara was Radha's great-grandmother. So once, both of them were talking about Krishna's unnecessary harassment of Radharani when she was walking on the street. Jatila said, "You cruel face, Mukara! By hearing your words, my heart feels like it is burning in a fire. You sinful Jatila! By hearing your words, there is aching in my head. You cannot give any evidence that Krishna has attacked Radharani, the daughter of my daughter, Kirtida." Once, when Radharani was taking off the necklace given to her by Krishna, Radha's mother-in-law, Jatila, told a friend, "Oh, my dear friend, just see the beautiful necklace that Krishna has presented to Radharani. She is now holding it, but still, she wants to tell us that she has no connection with Krishna. Why, this girl's activities have disgraced our whole family." But the natural jealousy of Krishna by persons like Shishupal cannot be accepted as ecstatic love in anger with Krishna. Thus ends chapter 47 of the Nectar of Devotion, entitled Compassion and Anger, recorded April 25, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.